Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk boarded the small coastwise steamer Mohawk just before the gangway was removed. He settled expectantly in his cabin, listening to the throb of the engines as the ship got underway. Soon as the ship was at sea, Captain Schmidt, the gold-braided master of the Mohawk, visited the inspector.
Inspector!
Hello there.
I was afraid you wouldn't make it. Tell me, why the urgent call for me to make this trip with you in the first place? You know that my jurisdiction ends when the ship leaves the dock.
Oh, I'm not asking you to solve a murder, but to prevent one. I need someone with your experience to prevent this voyage from being a murder voyage.
Murder voyage?
Exactly.
Who's to be murdered?
I am.
You?
Yes.
Well, suppose you let me have the reasons.
Inspector.
Yes?
Certainly you recognize me.
Yes, your face does look quite familiar.
I am the brother of Ace Schmidt, the man you arrested for killing Frank Birch.
I see, but who is going to kill you?
John Birch, brother of the man my brother killed. You see, it has become a family feud. Since it is too late to kill my brother, he is after me. I saw him come aboard just before you arrived.
After the captain left, Inspector Hawk visited the purser.
Purser? Yes, sir? Could you tell me, purser, the number of John Birch's stateroom?
The purser scrutinized the passenger list.
John Birch.
I'm sorry, sir, but he's not listed. If he's aboard, he's using another name. Thank you.
Inspector Hawk thanked him and went for a stroll around the ship. Most of the passengers were getting settled in their cabin, so he found out nothing more. After dinner, he put on a long coat and went out on deck. He stood in the darkness, watching the tide flow in toward the passing shore lights. He heard slinking footsteps, but stood rigid. He whirled when the footsteps stopped. A pair of strong hands grabbed him at the waist and lifted him over the rail. As the hands released their grip, Inspector Hawk clutched the sleeve of his assailant.
Inspector Hawk swam the grueling miles to the shoreline. Then, catching a plane, he greeted the Mohawk at its next port of call. He accosted Captain Schmidt when he stepped on the dock.
You're under arrest, Captain Schmidt, for attempted murder.
That is impossible, Inspector.
No, on the contrary. You lured me aboard to get revenge for my arresting your brother. I suspicioned your story when you said the mythical John Birch came aboard just ahead of me. Yet you'd called me a couple of hours before sailing, so you couldn't have known then that Birch was going to sail with you, especially when no passenger was listed with such a name. The sleeve that tore off when I was thrown overboard was from your gold-braided uniform. You had to learn the hard way that revenge is a two-edged sword which often cuts its wielder deeper than it does its victim.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to High Prairie, our next tale of strange adventure.